Talk a little bit about a few minutes exactly what does that mean? So the Kedushas Levi says, "Umilag ba'omer maschil ha'ara shemaim et harsina shikabal satora." And the Mor of Hashemesh says, "Umikan ve'elach maschil is noisis or chag shvuas." So the Ma'aseh, the Svarim Kedushim tell us that the or of shvuas, the or of matan Torah, is already in the air once lag ba'omer comes. So what happened to lag ba'omer? What changed for Klal Yisrael? And I think it's this piece from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, which I think it was transformative for me. That really changed my outlook on this whole thing. You know, most of us are with our homes and our families every single minute, every single day. And it's very hard. I can get very impatient sometimes, and it can be very hard to be extra, you know, go literally above every single day, not knowing when this is all going to end. And I saw this piece of Toldos Yaakov Yosef 2 Shabbos ago, and I said that it was such chizik for me. Just to be a little bit, because Mike, Baruch Hashem, we have kids, and we have kids under the age of 10, a newborn baby, and a lot going on, and everyone has their own, peckle. But to be able to be extra, to try to be extra patient and kind, is not only just something that's Jewish, but it's mamish. This is the zman that we're holding in. The Toldos Yaakov Yosef writes in Parshas Vayetze that the Rabbono Shem told Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Why did he tell him, right, the famous story that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai had to go into the cave, went in for 12 years, and he came back. And he looked at everyone planting and growing, and he said, and he was scorching everything with his eyes. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Chizur l'marazchem, go back into your cave." So the Toldos Yaakov Yosef asked, "What's pshat? What was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai doing with his eyes? And what was the Kadosh Baruch Hu telling him? What was the message from the Rabbono Shel Olam? What was the message for us?" So the Toldos Yaakov Yosef says an incredible thing. He says, "You know, when Rashbi and Rabbi Elazar were inside the cave, they thought that the main avoda to connect to their Rabbono Shel Olam was dafka through Talmud Torah and Tefillah. But when they came out the second time, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says that our Torah is good enough for me and for you, and they saw the Jew carrying those branches for Zachar and Shamar, and they said, 'Kama chavivin mitzvos Yisrael, how beautiful are the Jewish people, they love your mitzvos.'" Says the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, something changed, it transformed for them. The Toldos Yaakov Yosef explains that when a Jew is kind and a Jew brings a smile to someone else's face, he says that the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, you're bringing Yichudim even in the world of the Rabbono Shel Olam. When you're being kind and caring to your child and you're trying to make someone besimcha, you call someone to be able to see how they're doing, or you send an email or a text message, or you just to be able to send a good Shabbos text message just to someone you haven't talked to in a while, says the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, you're mamish bringing Hashem's name more into the world. You're bringing the Shechina more into the world. And this is what the Rabbono Shel Olam was telling Rishon Marichai. Rishon Marichai, the point of being in the cave is not for the Torah just to stay in your head and to stay into your mayach, but the Torah should penetrate your heart. It's got to change the way you live and the way you look and the way you behave. And I think that's really the zman that we're in. The zman that we're in is that we're going from Lag Ba'Omer, from the zman of Kabbalah Satara Minister, to Kabbalah Satara of Klal Yisrael, of Matan Torah. But the whole avoda, before you come to Matan Torah, first you have to have the midos. First we have to have Avas Yisrael. First we have to have the care and the kindness that we know that Klal Yisrael is all about. Says Rabbeinu Yonah in Pirkei Avos, in Perek Shlishi, Perek Yud Zayin, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, "Im ein Torah ein derech eretz, im ein derech eretz ein Torah." Says Rabbeinu Yonah, "Shetzorech tchila lesakin atzba b'midos, ubaze tishkon al haTorah alav." A person has to fix his midos. A person has to work on his midos to be a little more patient, a little more kind, and a little more caring. And then the Torah can dwell in a person's place. But says Rabbeinu Yonah, "She'enenu shochenes lo'olam beguf, she'enu ba'al midos tovos." The Torah, Matan Torah, and Shavuos in less than 2 weeks, Shavuos is not going to come to a person who doesn't have good midos. Lo shi'ilmo Torah achach yikach lo midos. It's not that you could learn and then get your midos. No. Part of Torah is the Daf Aleph of Torah is the Midos. Look, they say a Maaseh of the Klal Zemer Rebbe. I think Rebbe Rav Moshe Weinberger says the story of the Klal Zemer Rebbe. Then when he came to America after the war, and there were so many broken Jews, and they wanted to learn a little Gemara. For a few days, that the Rebbe wasn't starting Gemara. They brought the Gemara. Everyone brought the Gemaras, but every single day, the Rebbe would just go into Maaseh Chizik and asking everyone's doing and just saying Tzipuri Tzadikim. And one chassid asked the Rebbe, you know, they barely had a minion over there, and they asked the Rebbe, what's pshat that the Rebbe's, we're always starting off with the Gemara, and we never get to the Daf Beis. The Klal Zemer Rebbe said, and this is how he lived, if you listen to any story, any mice about the Rebbe, this is who he was, before the war, during the war, and after the war. And the Rebbe said, So that before you go to Daf Beis, you have to go to Daf Aleph. Before a Jew goes to Daf Beis, before you open that Gemara, you have to see, make sure everyone is just okay. Make sure that they're okay emotionally. Make sure they're okay mentally. Make sure you give them a kind word. And I didn't feel like we could start there yet. The Rebbe understood what it means. Before you come to Matan Torah, before you open the Gemara, a person's got to work on their midos. He's got to work on the Avos Yisrael. You know, one of my Rebbeim, Rabbi Aryeh Kun from the Five Towns, he told me a great pshat. He said, "Lamaisa, we're all in our homes. We're working on Avos Yisrael in our homes. But Lamaisa, it's not just working on our Avos Yisrael in our homes. We're also preparing ourselves to be able to go back. How great is that we're going to be able to, how great is that first Marv and we're not going to be able to do it over the phone? Or how great is that first, that Shabbos Brachos we're going to be able to do on Shabbos? How much are we going to appreciate to being together physically, not just spiritually, but physically with the tzibur?" He said, maybe that's pshat, maybe we were just getting used to things. We weren't appreciating the tzibur. We weren't appreciating to be with the klal. Just to end off with a few more things here, just because I know the hour is late. But I said such a beautiful svarno a few weeks ago, Parshas Kedoshim. The pasuk says, "Va'avta le'echa kamoicha, ani Hashem." You should love your friend like yourself. I am Hashem. The svarno says that you should love someone the way you want to be loved. But what does that mean? This says the svarno. Don't love them the way you want to be loved. Love them that they want to be loved. If you know that they don't like the spotlight, make sure that you love them then that way. If you don't want, if they don't like the spotlight, you and you show obvious Yisrael to them, you think about, okay, how would they want me to talk? How would they want me to act right now? The Sfarno says it's not about you. It's about thinking about their position. And I actually saw Sfas Emes, this is all the Sfarno say, before you love others, who do you have to love? V'havta lecha kamocha. First you have to love yourself. A prerequisite to love others is you have to have proper emunah ba'atzma. You have to have proper love for yourself. Well, we all know people that are negative people, and usually those people that are negative are because they have negative feelings about themselves. The people that are positive, to always give kind words to others, are those Jews who understand what it means. Before you love someone else, you have to love yourself too. You have to have proper alak on yourself. You have to give yourself a little break. You have to understand, okay, you know what, at the end of the day, no one's going to be perfect at home. No one's going to be perfect. We have to try our best. But to give yourself a break a little bit. Because the main avod is to be able to show love to others. But first, as Sfas Emes, you have to show love. You have to show love to yourself as well. And this is something that we just read in yesterday's parsha. The Rav Chesed of Kushmir says, "Va'afes brisi Avram eskor v'aretz eskor." You know, the midah of Avram Avinu is the midah of Chesed. And Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu and Klai Yisrael, we're gonna end off Shemona Esrei. B'cha choismin, he says, it's not gonna be Magin Yitzchak. It's not gonna be Magin Yaakov, right? We just daven Marv Magin Avram. We're gonna end off with your name. And says the Rebbe Rav Chesed of Kushmir, what does that mean, Magin Avram? B'cha choismin. He says b'cha choismin means something so much deeper. He says b'cha choismin means that the end of the Gullus, and the end of Corona, and the end of anything and all the things that are bad in the entire world, or evil in the entire world, that's going to be Becha Choismen, through your Midah, through your Koach HaChesed, through your Koach of kindness, and caring, and really caring, and not just sending a text message, but really sincere and genuine caring for others, Becha Choismen, through your Midah. And that's the avodah I truly think that we're in right now. The time between Lag BaOmer and Teshuvos of taking the fire of Shimon Bar Yochai, those eyes of Avos Yisrael, looking for the positive qualities in every single person, and really understanding that that's not just something that we live by, that's actually literally hachana to Matan Torah. And when we're more kind and more caring, we're not just doing it for Matan Torah, we're becoming a receptacle for the Rabbeinu Shem to dwell his Shechina on Matan Torah. And that's the whole avoda that I think that we're in right now. And at the end of the day, maybe we're not learning as much as we can, maybe we're not davening at the most kavanah as we can. But says the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, and I thought this is such a beautiful thing. Don't think your avoda at home, or don't think your weekday activities, or you're hanging out with your children, or you're caring for them, or playing a little more basketball, or being a little more kind, don't think that's not as good. It's just as good. Your mom is bringing the Shechina more into the world, and it's my tefillah to Hashem that not only should we say these divrei chizik, but they should go from our moach, from my heart to your heart, and bezus Hashem, which means zochet, to work on our midos, to work on our avos Yisrael. And the more we do that, we'll be able to prepare ourselves for the Chag Shavuos Haba Alinu L'Toyva Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach. I thank you guys so much for learning Tarsus such a late hour. And again, thank you so much to the Rav and to the entire Kehillah.